Well, it's part of a much wider week of mission that the Archbishop is doing with local churches in Thanet. Every other year during Holy Week, which is the week leading up to Easter, he comes and spends some time with local churches, encouraging them in what they're doing to try and live out good news in their communities. And so the churches will put on a programme of events for him to engage with. And the Q&A at Wetherspoons, the opportunity to grill an Archbishop, is just one of those things that he's doing. 2 years ago, we were in the Sittingbourne area, and he spent quite a lot of time on Sheppey and in the Sittingbourne area, just engaging with churches there. And he did some Q&As there as well, but we didn't quite get as far as doing a fully open public Q&A like we're doing this year. So I think it'll be a really good, fun evening. The Archbishop says, you know, he's happy to answer any questions, and people can submit their questions in advance. We've got a website, which is transformedbyhope.weebly.com, or on the evening, there should be opportunities to submit questions there as well. So it should be a fairly big event. We're really looking forward to it. The Archbishop is happy to consider all questions. I suppose if there's one that's completely off the wall, he might decide not to answer it. But I've not yet encountered a question he hasn't been willing to answer. I've seen a couple of them. It's everything from, you know, church organisation, the kind of thing that people who are regular churchgoers might find particularly exercising or interesting, down to questions of life and death, good and evil, questions of morality. So it's all kinds of things that people are wanting to ask him. He's a very relaxed person. He's very happy to chat with people, and he's always been very open about his personal life, about his family life, and his real desire is to tell people about the good news that he's found in his life, which is through being a Christian, through knowing Jesus. He just wants people to know that this can transform lives, and that's what the week is really all about. From my perspective, he has a massive international role in the worldwide Anglican Communion. He spends a lot of time travelling around the world, but it's also essential that he keeps in touch with what is going on in local Church of England communities, particularly in his diocese, which is the Diocese of Canterbury. He is our effective diocesan bishop, and it's really important for him to see what's going on the ground. But also, it makes a difference to the churches and to the communities that he visits, that the Archbishop cares about what's going on there, that he wants to engage with them, that he wants to encourage them and tell them, actually, you know what, you're doing a really good job. It's not necessarily all that easy being a Christian in 21st century Britain. We have smaller congregations than we'd like, and we're trying to work with limited resources. But actually, it's really important for people to realise that what they are doing locally makes a huge difference to their communities, and sometimes it takes the visit of an Archbishop to do that.